Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Kay Thompson, and welcome to Kay Thompson Live here on GoPro Radio Network. And boy, every time I listen and I hear Pancho Sanchez playing music, you know, I go absolutely crazy. I feel like getting up on this desk and dancing, which I have been known to do in the past at a desk at the other radio station, WLIB Radio, for one. I used to get up on that broadcast table, and boy, I'm telling you, when we had the music going, it was party time. As a matter of fact, I remember during the Caribbean Carnival days that, you know, I used to get up on the desk. I had some steel drummers on, and we had so many drummers that I had to step on the desk and get up there. But it was really interesting, really great. Love it. Love music. It takes me back to the days of the Palladium and Corso's and a few other places, you know. I wouldn't call them quite hanging out, but we sure did have a good time, I'll tell you that. Anyway, we have a terrible thing that happened, the death of Maya Angelou, and quite a lady, poet, writer, activist, philosopher, one of the greatest intellectuals of our time, of intellectual thought, you know, and she was just wonderful. I had seen her on several occasions. I saw her one time at a restaurant and was so tempted to say hello, but I felt that I should not interrupt her because the fact that she was sitting there eating. And I think that people who do that to certain people who are famous, thank you, who are famous and who, you know, see people out, they should not really approach them unless they have some indication that the people want to be approached. So anyway, I remember her being gracious. I've seen her at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center when she was there a few years ago, and she was a one-woman presentation. And so much came out of that woman's mouth. She was absolutely, absolutely wonderful. I have here a book that's all about Maya Angelou. By the way, I'm going to be talking to Wayne Gilman, former news director from WLIB-BLS, and he's going to be in with me today. And my son Eric, he is going to be calling in, and he's going to be here. So we're going to get that person on the line. And we're going to be talking to, later on in the program, we're going to be talking to Dr. Cynthia Page. When will you hear about Dr. Cynthia Page? She is the medical director from the Cypress Health Institute in New Jersey. And this is a patient-centered medical home. She's in West Orange, and you're going to hear about acupuncture. I completely believe in acupuncture. As a matter of fact, we're going to be centering on and featuring a number of women during the next few weeks, the things that they are doing, what they're famous for, and, you know, how we can get in touch with them. We're also going to be talking about the veterans. We have two callers already. Let me see. Let's try the 763-674-6401. Let's try that already, Ty, okay? Tati? Or T1, T2, T3, T4. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. You are on the air. You are there.
Yeah, it's...
Yes.
Can
Hello?
You hear me? This is Eric.
Yes, Eric, hi. You know, I didn't recognize your number.
Brady, we made it through the phone connection, Ma.
Eric,
God. Here's what you do over the radio. Don't give out the person's number that's calling, okay?
All right, we did.
All right. Thank you very much.
The first three numbers, right? Didn't we do the first three numbers? Yeah.
Oh, you did all numbers, but never mind.
You should let people know it's your number. But anyway, you know about Maya Angelou, so I said that we were going to be saying something about her. And, you know, I have this huge book, that was written by, let me hold it up, it's a fat book, and it's the 10th anniversary celebration of, let's see, I Dream a World, and there are portraits of black women who changed America. And this is by Brian Lanker, and this is a great book because they have some of the most famous people, you know, in here. And so I'm going to be going over that. But do you feel anything about Maya Angelou, Eric? Have you met her? Did you see her? Did you have any contact with her at all?
Yeah, Eric? Maya Angelou, you know, I always liked Maya Angelou, obviously inspired by her. She actually came to speak when I was in college at Hampton. And Maya Angelou came to speak, so I was fortunate enough to go see her address when she spoke, and that was in 1979 when she came. So it was inspiring to see someone.
Were you impressed? Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was inspiring.
How did the other students receive her?
Everybody received her the same. Everybody was, you know, people flocked there to see her. So, I mean, it was enough said that people, when they heard Maya Angelou was coming, that they went there to see her. So.
Okay.
It was quite an experience.
Yeah. Okay, we have a guest here. A guest, my foot. He's a good friend, and he's our other co-host, Wayne Gilman. How are you?
Good evening, Kay.
Good
I'm
evening,
all right.
Wayne.
In one piece, I came, and
glad to see you again.
Thank you. Same here. It's been a long absence.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sad to hear about the passing of Maya
Angelou.
Yeah.
I don't know either you or Eric. Is her name pronounced Angelou or Angelou?
It's actually Angelou.
Angelou, okay.
Right, I heard someone make the correction this morning. Because I all this time have been saying Angelou.
Yeah.
But, great talent, a great loss. And just to me, I had no idea had she been ill.
I don't know, but she was 86, I know that. I read somewhere that she was not feeling well.
Right.
And I don't even remember where that was or how I came upon that information. But since I'm always gathering information.
Right.
As you would know, Mr. Past News Director.
That's true. I know. I feel like I've been missing an action, you know, the last few months with my own personal loss. But the bottom line is that, you know, she's a great talent. And someone who basically spoke her
mind.
Extremely. You know, I didn't know that she had issues with the Obama administration.
Did she? No,
right.
Didn't
I was
that.
Reading something
By
on
the
way, internet
Eric is
today.
On the phone.
Good evening, Eric. How are you? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. I thought that was you.
That's all right. How you doing, Wayne? Go on. But go on with your what you were just saying. I'm interested to hear this.
Just this story here. Apparently, she spoke at the Clinton inaugural. Almost 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
And apparently did not have a role in the Obama inaugural, although there had been some, I guess, inclination on the part of some Democrats to have her speak, you know. The thing is, it's just that she was a Hillary supporter to the very end, and I was surprised to find out that she had issues with Obama regarding education.
No kidding. I wonder why.
You know, apparently she felt that they were not doing as much as previous administrations had done. And I was surprised to read that.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think this is something that was just...
The one thing that President Obama gave her award in 2010 or 2011. He gave her the National Medal of Honor.
Okay.
Right.
He just gave that to her. And his what I also found out is his sister was named after Maya Angelou too.
Oh really? But let me introduce you.
And they said, even though I know she was definitely a Hillary supporter and didn't being reprimanded for it, they said that right 4 days before the his 2008 election, that she said that she was very excited and you know praying for him to win and you know so.
Well,
I guess everybody has the issue sometimes because, like you said, she was always very outspoken.
Glenda, let me introduce you.
Yes.
This lady is Glenda Taylor, good friend of ours, good friend of mine, and she's a writer, a poet. She has done so many books that I always refer to.
The last book that she did, now I'm not sure of that. No. It was Michael Jackson. You did the Michael Jackson book, right, Glenn?
Talk about Maya, because she just put out a book in 2013. It was the seventh in a series of her autobiographies that she put out.
Okay, Glenda,
yes.
who's running this show?
She even wrote cookbooks. I didn't even realize that.
Before we go into Maya Angelou, because I know you have a lot of information. I know Eric wants to talk to you. I know Wayne wants to talk to you. But you have put out a book by Michael Jackson. You did one right close to that. What was the name of it again? Just mention it. Okay, because you're going to...
Michael Jackson,
yeah.
An American Master.
Yes, okay. And she's done so many books. The book that she recently, not recently, but really within the last year, I think, Jalamuso's Drum. Many people have heard me always talking about Jalamuso's Drum. And I'm not going to take the time to tell people what it is about, but I want people to rush out and buy it. It is dynamite. Plus the fact that you see this book right here with Maya Angelou's picture in it. This is a huge book of African-American women. Well,
wow.
Glenda has a book with black and white photos of African-American women from the 1920s or 30s, Glenda, or what? Yes, are you
there?
It's
the 1860s to the 1950s.
Wow, she's very young there.
Yeah, she is. And there's certain things. But anyway, so we're going on with this. It's just, we knew that something was wrong with her. I mean, she's an older woman. She was, in her 80s, 86?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thing is, one thing I will say, having experienced this recently within my own family, you're old doesn't necessarily mean that,
older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for correcting me. You know, the medical community, for some reason, seems to have this propensity for writing people off past a certain age.
Yeah.
Well, she lived their lives, just give them a bottle of vodka and let them get out of here, that sort of thing. And I personally have an issue with that.
I know you do.
And
I agree.
I'm just saddened to hear things like this happening. I don't know, again, what her circumstances were. But I just recently lost my
father.
And I could just do a four-hour talk show about medical community, the Veterans Administration, nursing homes, which is nothing new. I mean, there have been tons of stories and exposés about a few of them. But it just saddens me that with all these inventions and improvements that we've made over the years with respect to medical care, we're still dropping the ball over carelessness.
Yes.
A lack of adequate care to handle the volumes of people who are in need of it. And just tonight, 4 months at the Veterans Administration to see a doctor.
Yeah.
4 months.
He was
ill for 4 months.
Yeah.
But the average veteran in the system processed. The issue with my dad is that he served in World War II.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to get the... his papers together through a problem with the administration itself. They didn't have the proper care. What had happened, he served in World War II, and people of that era, apparently there was a fire at the Veterans Administration in Missouri, and they lost documentation.
Was that where he was?
No, that's where his paperwork was.
I see.
Everyone during that period apparently had their papers sent there. So we couldn't get his discharge papers, and the fact that the administration had a tendency to treat black vets differently from whites, he was thoroughly disgusted and never went back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it just became very pronounced to me that my dad was a vet at the last time he had taken ill, because I wasn't around when that happened.
Yeah.
And then he never spoke about it because he was... so disgusted with the racism factor that he suffered.
Now, when did he go into the Veterans Hospital?
Well, he didn't even... The thing is, we were trying to make an appointment when I was trying to contact Congressman Payne to see if he could intervene. And he was scheduled to see a doctor on the 13th of May. And he never made... He died 10 days before the 13th, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Still waiting for this documentation. There are bills now that my family, I'm not using this as a platform.
No, go right ahead.
To blast, but it's just that they have people who are ordinary citizens running the system, and there's a certain amount of inadequacy and ineptness on the part of just the average employee. They're not knowing which way is up.
Yeah.
I had a copy of his honorable discharge, and for some reason that wasn't good enough to speed up his appointment. He was already in the system, capable of seeing someone, and at the age of 94, they said he had to wait his turn. And he was...
Was that at a veterans hospital here in New York?
No, that... Well, that
Where?
Was out of New York. That's
that
right.
That was out of New York.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That was Fort Hamilton, actually. And it just saddens me that I couldn't even get a local elected official mm-hmm. in his respective district to assist, that I had to cross the river and count on my connections
Jersey.
With you to get that done.
Yeah.
It's appalling. And I see Senator McCain now is calling for the head of the VA to be fired. You know, it's just unfortunate what's going on. I see we're running out of time.
On that
I'm
note,
sorry.
We're coming back, you
okay,
know, because
okay.
we said in, you know, when I was sending out things about the show that you were going to be talking about your father and you're going to be talking about veterans. And, you know, I think it's appropriate, and I think that, you know, we want to hear about your father, and we also want to hear all about the Veterans Hospital. So you take your time.
Okay. Okay.
We'll be right back, everyone. I'm Kay Thompson, and Eric Payne is on. Glenda Taylor is on, Wayne Gilman is on, and hopefully a lot of you are listening in and telling everybody. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed on GoPro Radio Network shows are solely those of the speakers and are not necessarily the views or opinions of GoPro Radio Networks, Inc. or its affiliates. These broadcasts are provided on the understanding that they do not constitute professional advice or services. Individuals who speak in these broadcasts express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. GoPro Radio Networks and its affiliates do not necessarily endorse or oppose any particular opinion or conclusion discussed in these broadcasts. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute these broadcasts in any way without the express permission of GoPro Radio Networks, Inc. GoPro Radio Networks assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with these broadcasts or for your use of these broadcasts in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.
You want to know the truth, folks? Do you really want to know the truth? Well, perhaps you can't handle the truth. But if you can, you can listen to GoPro Radio. Tune in at www.goproradio.com. Now, have I made myself clear?
GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. I know I do.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
With someone from World War II?
Yeah.
And that we're doing that. Yes, we are back, everyone. We are back. Kay Thompson live here with Eric Payne, my son, my child, is my child. He's going to have a fit. And Wayne Gilman, former director of WIBBOS. And we're talking about my Angelou, but we're talking to you, Wayne, about your father who died when he was in the Veterans Hospital, right?
Right. He never made it to the Veterans Hospital. Unfortunately, he died at a private hospital in Brooklyn Methodist.
Uh-huh.
And they themselves, you know, again, that's another aspect to his saga because they admitted three times that, you know, they made an error.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, there was something in the news about New York hospitals and the frequency of errors that are being made and not getting reported, you know. So usually when you walk into these places hoping to get help and get cured, very often you're exposed to something that you didn't have on the way in.
Exactly.
And then on top of that, you have to worry about somebody's, you know, error because either they're being overworked. And I have to say that there are a lot of people that I met along the way that, you know, they work 13, 14-hour shifts. I'm amazed at what goes on because there's the lack of money to pay adequate staffing and, you know, the cost of medical care is just continues to rise.
And this is amazing to hear because
yeah.
I would think that the vets, you know, really had first, you know.
You would think that.
Yeah,
because
they're supposed
of
to be waited
they
on
gave.
First because of what they did.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
In the military? In the United States military?
That's the sad part about it. And then, again, my dad, he was drafted into the Army. He wasn't even a citizen of this country. He had just come from Trinidad, from the Caribbean. And, you know, he was eligible to serve. So he served and nearly lost his life. He was on Omaha Beach, you know. The fact of the matter is that he saw action. He was in a segregated unit back then. So he faced all this racism.
Yeah.
And still, with all the progress that you think this government has made, the fact that here it is in 2014, we have our first black elected president, and yet volumes of people of color in the system are being victimized because of mediocrity and ineptness on the part of the federal government to run the program effectively.
But isn't this interesting that it's happening under the Obama administration? Yes, Eric.
I just wanted to get in on a discussion here if I can.
Go ahead.
You know, that situation is not indicative of African Americans, as you know. But unfortunately, it's compounded by the racism that African Americans have to suffer and have gone through because of where the United States is. And really, you know, what happens is that you have these people, I guess, I would assume that they're government employees that work at the Veterans Administration. But
you would assume, I assumed, and I was shocked to find out quite the contrary.
Well, here, you mean they're private citizens who go and get a job, and people that work in the health industry or whatever, just a regular person gets a job and they go to work there, correct? Is that what you mean by
At least from what I gathered on the administrative level, there are a lot of people who just had never served in the system. I can see volumes of people who can be properly trained. There are a lot of vets out here from Vietnam, Korea, World War II, even the recent wars that we've had here, who can be adequately trained and would have a certain amount of sensitivity.
Right. What you're saying is, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm just trying to get to the questions before you, as you go on.
I cut you off.
I understand. So the people working there are just kind of regular people that come in to apply for a job and get the jobs working.
That's what I picked up.
And then your assessment is that it would be better off for vets to be working there. Obviously, here's the situation is in the United States. Unfortunately, it's all kind of related. You know, that the people who work the hardest, you know, put real labor in. The people who serve are military for the most part. The average rank and file middle class working person has to deal with this level of incompetency and this level of kind of mediocrity in services that are offered to the public, whether they be government sponsored, government supplied, or private services that are in connection with the government, which is really when you think that since it's the government, that at least these, because like you said, Ma, it's surprising to hear that the government can't take care of the veterans when they come out. Now, you would think that that would be a no-brainer, and they would make sure that all those guys get the best treatment that they can because they put it on the line for our country. Mm-hmm. But there are certain individuals that they don't care about that. You know, they don't care, and I'm going to say that, and I'm going to suggest, and this is my opinion, I don't think that someone like Karl Rove cares about the rank-and-file veteran. Dick Cheney doesn't care about the rank-and-file veteran. Those guys never even served. They found, Mr. Cheney found an excuse to get out of serving in war when he was Jimmy Carter or Chief of Staff at 35, which is impressive. But you didn't serve. That's why when it came time for the Gulf War, the first one, Colin Powell said, this is what we need, because he's a soldier. He understood that the lives on the ground. Those other dudes, it's just chess pieces for them and ways for them to make more money.
Yeah.
So, and that it's not just them that have that attitude. That attitude has been prevalent in the United States for years. The rich and the not rich. And the not rich get the shaft. And so the experiment of America, in my humble opinion, of that we're all one United States is not true, because the average person like your father, hero like your father, can't get the respect, the honor that he deserves to try to get health care. And that's despicable of them. And the individual, I don't know who the individual that you spoke to that said he's got to wait to the back of the line, but individuals like that need to be trained
to understand how to deal with people. If you say that to a 90-some-odd-year veteran of World War II, not too many of those guys around. I met one the other day. But there's something wrong with you if you come off flip like that and say he's got to get to the back of the line. You need to be Eric style, smacked in the lip when you fix your mouth to say something like that. But that's just me.
True.
You know, sometimes you got to check people where they are and check them right when they make that mistake, because maybe they won't make it again. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe not. But every once in a while, you got to let some people know that, hey, no, you're not going to treat this veteran here like that. I'm going to suspect that you probably aren't even a vet, buddy, that you're treating this man like that. So I'm not going to let you disrespect him. You know, but you got to check these people every once in a while. And then maybe they don't mean it. Maybe you do. And we all know we have those people that are flipped, that work in government jobs. All you got to do is go to a post office and try to get some service anywhere in the urban community. You will see some attitudes that are unbelievable. But this is, we need to kind of change the prospect of how we look at things in this country, you know. And you have these guys that are representatives that are cutting back on services to the military, to veterans, and they call themselves wanting to help the veterans. In the same note as they're saying that, they're cutting programs to help veterans. Majority of these guys are Republicans, by the way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Speaking of which, I just found out on the way over here that someone who I admired, and I guess it's just her physical beauty, but her head is somewhere else, Stacey Dash was just hired by Fox to be a commentator.
Stacey Dash?
Yeah,
really?
The actress, young actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's very, well, I used to look at her at one time, you know, but as I said, I was distracted by the physical beauty. What's coming out of her mouth is another story.
Oh.
But, you know.
I don't know
anyway.
Who she is.
You don't know, you would know. She was in all the
news
Clueless
person
before.
Or?
She's now a news person.
Oh,
you know, but
okay.
She was an actress in all the teeny bopper.
She's one of Wayne's clearly favorite actresses. That's why he's bringing her up and giving us this Access Hollywood moment.
I used to like her.
You and Stacey's other fans are concerned. Ever since I met Stacey Dash a long time ago, she was a nice person. But ever since the whole kind of you going to support Mitt Romney thing.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even think about her. So that little bit of information.
Wait. What's that?
Oh, you didn't know about
that? No, tell me.
Oh, okay. She came out and supported Romney in the last election.
You have got to
over
be
Obama
kidding.
And cited all
what?
Social reasons as to why it was justified. The you know, I that disturbed me. But I realized that there's this phenomenon called Rent-a-Negro. You know, and you can rent these Negroes for the best price, whatever you feel.
Yeah.
You have a need to have something fill a void somewhere, and I guess Fox had that need, and she ponied up to fill the void.
Uh-oh.
You
know? Uh-oh.
So that's another story. You know?
Well, Fox has, you know, they're clearly in, or either they're in the Rent-a-Negro business, they're the probably one of the main clients for the Rent-a-Negro business, because they seem to rent quite a few.
they seem to. I don't know why, but it just seems that way.
Did you know your father's going, ow!
I know. This program I've taken to a new low, but, you know, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's one of those things. It's the first time I could laugh in weeks here, you know.
Yeah,
just,
good.
With
good.
All that I've gone through.
Glenda, do you want to get in on this?
I apologize, Glenda.
Glenda Taylor, are you there?
I'm listening. I'm enjoying your conversation. I remember.
Do you know Stacey Dash?
I didn't know her until what you referred to, the last election, and that's how I remembered her when you mentioned her name. And I think she tweeted that or something, right?
Yeah, she.
Yeah,
she
tweeted. What did she tweet, Wayne? You're a fan.
I don't remember because all I, you know, my thing is I still have this
remember you know
fixation when I look at her face. And I look at the rest of her anatomy, I just don't think about anything but that, you know. But when she opens her mouth, I've been on dates like that, too. I've met, excuse me.
Oh,
I know,
my God,
this
your father
sense.
Must be turning around and saying, what
is wrong with him? Yeah, it's been
my eyes
are
on too, man.
I know, to Stacey Dash. Yeah, boy, I brought
Stacey,
the show
Stacey, let me tell you,
well.
Got some credit here.
Yeah,
got some credit.
Know. Yeah.
You went from Maya Angelou to Stacey Dash.
Tell him, Eric.
Wow.
I apologize.
At least you're laughing.
Yeah, that's it.
Did your father have your sense of humor?
To the very end.
The way
to the
he
very
looked.
End. You know, he, well, that's,
I
yeah.
Handsome guy. Yeah,
yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was. You
yeah.
Know. I think I favor my mother more than you did, but, you know.
We have 1 minute to break, and then we're going to be coming right back with all of this and more later on. Go ahead, Eric.
Let me just some information.
We have to go for a break right now. Quick, can you hold that, Eric? Come right back to you? Okay, we'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us. Kay Thompson Live.
GoPro Radio, the fastest growing network in the galaxy, is leaner and meaner with a new attitude, new technology, and a brand new lineup. Tune in and get wired every Wednesday, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern with the BCS Experience featuring Byron C. Saunders, formerly of New York City's WBAI. Then at 6 p.m., it's the Black Agenda TV Express featuring sought-out political commentator Glenn Ford, formerly of America's Black Forum. Then at 8 p.m., it's time for Kay Thompson Live with the legendary radio host Kay Thompson of Inner City Broadcasting WLIB and her son, renowned actor Eric Payne, who starred in such films as Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, Drop Squad, and many more. Then, at 9 p.m., it's Food Wrap, featuring Nina Markel, a.k.a. the unofficial mayor of Jersey City, and former Viacom marketing guru Shauna Glover. Last but not least, at 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Sexy Party Show, with the bad boy of dating Mr. Locario of I Love New York fame and his partner in crime, Miles Cunningham. So get wired every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern only on the GoPro Radio Network, www.goproradio.com. Listen to the voices in your head.
You want to know the truth, folks? Do you really want to know the truth? Well, perhaps you can't handle the truth. But if you can, you can listen to GoPro Radio. Tune in at www.goproradio.com. Now, have I made myself clear?
GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. I know I do.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
And we are back. Kay Thompson here on Kay Thompson Live. And you are?
Wayne Gilbert.
And you are the gentleman on the telephone.
I'm Eric Payne. Okay. I just wanted to encourage people real quick to vote for Donald Payne Jr. for Congress next Tuesday in the primary, Democratic primary in the 10th District in New Jersey. That was my personal plug. All right.
Next Tuesday. Why in the world did we have him in here today, you know? We had him on a lot, but he was... Eric, but wait a minute. Is this a special election or what?
This is the primary. It is not a special election. It is the June primary before the general election in November.
Okay.
So Congressman Payne is running for re-election, and he'd like everybody's vote.
Okay.
And that includes the 10th District of Jersey City, parts of Newark, and other areas as well.
Mm-hmm. So here, get out the vote?
Right.
That's amazing. And listen, we have another caller on the line, so we're going to be going to another call. You're on the air. Hello. You're on the air. You're on the air, whoever you are. Hello. Hello. You're on the air.
All right.
Number. You're on the air.
Okay. Since until they answer, I'd like to say something and give a shout out to the former owner of the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. I forget his name. I think his name is Cole, Herb Cole, and
Wait. Hold on for a second. Okay. All right, Eric, go ahead.
Page, yes.
All right. Oh, this is Dr. Page. Dr. Page, we want to talk to you at about, what time is it right now? We want to come back to you. So can I call you back?
That would be great. But I have a different number, Kay. So just give me a call back or I can call you back.
Okay. That number that's on your card, ending with 5...
No.
No. Okay. Maybe you can give that to somebody in the control room, or you can just call back. What time is it right now? I'm looking at
it. It says 8:34.
Okay, give us about 5 minutes, will you?
That'd
be great. Dr. Page. Okay, great. We're going to be talking to Dr. Page about acupuncture.
Mm,
okay.
I look forward to that.
Dynamite.
Right.
Dynamite. Doctor, she is the head of Cypress Health Institute of New Jersey.
Mm.
And you know anything? She was airborne because she has learned how to fly a plane.
Oh.
And she's dynamite, lady. Wait until you hear her. So, and you know, I'm very, very airborne. Let's see. She attended airborne school, I think, and she's a certified.
She's a pilot?
She's a certified
wow.
paratrooper. Okay. Do I get the interesting people?
I'm afraid of
No, but Lisa, you know, introduced me to her, so she's dynamite, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Eric, you were saying?
The owner of the Milwaukee Bucks was selling the team, had sold the team, and I think he sold it for maybe $500 million or something like that. But here's the great thing about this guy is that upon leaving when he sold the team, he also had a big goodbye to the employees that all worked for the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team, and he gave everybody a check for $500 as a thank you for their years of service. That's an example of a guy, owner of a team, that's doing the right thing in basketball, and they need that type of publicity. And also it's an example of a CEO, big-time CEO like that, an owner, a person with money, but they recognize their responsibility to others. Maybe he didn't feel like he had a responsibility. Maybe he was just a generous man. But there should be more people like that gentleman in the world who realizes that he probably has more than enough money that he needs, and people that work for him for the Milwaukee Bucks could probably use an extra $500 in a check. So that's a good thing that he did. Up to
that's
the former owner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
And I can't imagine that man's arrogance. Last night, he finally decided to agree with what the commission had asked him to make a statement with respect to his position on the controversy that he damaged the league.
You're talking about Sterling, right?
And he's acting like as if, you know, he was still within his rights.
Yeah, he has a piece of him.
This arrogance that just really blows me away. He's another one that, you know, he needs to follow the Milwaukee Buck individual who just sold his team and at least gave credit and thanks to the people who worked for him, you know?
Let me just deal with this for a minute. What could possibly happen if things went Sperling's way, what do you think the Clippers would do, the members of that basketball?
Oh, I think they would have walked out.
Yeah.
I think the potential was there from Doc Rivers on down.
Yeah.
That they were at a point where, you know, they were thoroughly disgusted. Can you imagine this day and age that, you know, you would actually have someone that you work for harbor these personal feelings? And yet your team, most of your star players are black.
Yeah.
And you're discouraging patrons coming to your facility because of their color.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of foolishness is that?
I don't know.
You know? And I don't think it's over because, you know, the NBA knew that this character had these feelings, these beliefs.
Sure, he had quite a history.
Yeah, you know, and they turned a blind eye to it
for
a long time. So it's unfortunate. And probably still more will come out about other teams and other owners, you know?
Well, let's hope, and we'll find out.
I hope so, too.
like there are not that many races.
Yeah, please.
And whatnot.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, get back to the Veterans Hospital. What needs to be done? And I'm asking you and Eric. I know it has to be done through the federal government, right, Eric, you think?
That's what they're doing now. They're investigating, and the president is looking into it. So that's what's happening as we speak.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say it looks like they're going to throw Eric Shinseki under the bus, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
and I'm not sure because I know Obama was defending him at one point, but it seems too far gone.
Well, you know, when he was just a general years ago working for the Bush administration before they went to war, they asked him how many forces it was going to take to to conduct that operation. And he gave a realistic number, and this was, he said, about 100,000, or the number he gave was a lot more than, of course, what the Bush administration concocted. And they all basically, I saw a news story about this last week, they all basically just kind of acted like, everybody kind of hopped on Eric Shinseki and the statement he made at that point when he was a general, maybe within the joint command pool or whatever, I forget what his position was at the time. But he testified at a hearing on Capitol Hill, and he said it's going to be about 100,000, 200,000. He gave an accurate number, which turned out to be true, now 10 years out of the war, after the actual war went down. But at that, they talked about at that time how the Bush, members of the Bush administration, and even Wolfowitz came out and said, oh, I think that number's grossly inflated. That's a wrong number. And a great number of people in the Bush administration came out and kind of threw this guy under the bus back then, but lo and behold, he was right.
Right.
And now, and all those Republicans that came out talking about him all those 10 years ago, they need to be put on Front Street and talked about now.
Exactly.
Okay, because this man predicted, or he gave his correct assessment of what it was going to do, but for expediency's sake, because the previous administration wanted to push that war, and they hung this guy out to dry, and now Republicans are doing the same thing again 10 years later.
I don't understand.
But since we have short memories in America, people probably won't.
They don't even understand their own party. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I can't fathom. I mean, something as clear as black and white, you know, is being presented to you. And of course, Bush during that whole administration, we mentioned Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, all those, the Gang of Five that basically ran that White House, and Condoleezza Rice, another one.
Mm-hmm. War criminals.
Excuse. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I just don't understand that mentality, you know? I mean, it just bothers me to think that we suffered so many losses during that period, and we're still taking on water because of what went on back then, you know? And it's just sad.
We're creating wounded warriors who are getting that terrible treatment at the VA that you're talking about, that your father got.
Most
new veterans are getting that terrible treatment, and these same individuals that are Republican members of the House and the Senate are voting against increasing the benefits for these veterans.
Right.
That's the despicable thing.
Now, how can that be justified?
I know. There is no justification for it.
That's absolutely
despicable. One thing that someone recently proposed, and I think the Obama administration is looking at, is that not everyone can probably, since not everyone can be served and helped by the veterans' hospitals, that these veterans should be allowed to get coverage at private and public hospitals so that they're not waiting for long to get treatment.
Yeah.
If my dad could have gotten the green light from his private doctor to be treated by a specialist with respect to his condition, yeah, you know, it didn't matter, you know. But the deal is that, you know, there was this perception that he had, because of the ill treatment that he received as a black vet back then, you know, he was thoroughly disgusted and discouraged to come back to fight with them to get anything. He went to his grave and the government had owed him money. And one of my siblings who was caring for him at the very end, you know, it was just everything out of pocket. He just did not want to have to deal with that bureaucracy down there and what was so convoluted, at least in the Brooklyn camp at Fort Hamilton, you know? And that's just a microcosm or a speck of what goes on across the country, because it seems like every facility has their tale of woe. And there's a preponderance of people standing online. You go to these facilities, you see them outside, waiting to get treated.
You know, that is so sad, because that should not happen.
It shouldn't happen.
That shouldn't happen under any circumstances, but certainly not with people who have gone in to fight in wars and, you know, gone overseas and whatnot. The veterans, they deserve first-class treatment, and they really deserve to be treated first.
Yeah.
Let's face it. And they should have everything paid for.
Exactly.
And because when you look at the numbers of them have given up their lives, my uncle was one of them.
Right.
You know, Stanley B. Davis. And, you know, he was a veteran also. But it's And you would think the United States wouldn't do this, wouldn't you? You would think that there would be better thinking people or more intelligent people or people who understand, you know, that your fellow man, that what goes around comes around.
It does.
You know?
It really does.
It's a shame to think that to have a lot of money can have access to things that is for the public.
Yeah.
And the public should be able
to. They're forgetting one really important thing about the United States is that it's a capitalist system.
Yeah.
And in a capitalist system, those with the most capital run the system.
Oh, you said it loud and clear there. Because, I mean, if anything I feel guilty about is the fact that I didn't have enough money to assist him in his hour of need.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wish I could have paid, you know, even for 3 months worth of private duty and yank him out of a nursing home. Mm-hmm. I know he didn't want to stay there. You know, the same care that he got in there, he could have gotten at home and probably be better fed for it than to, get whatever it is that they say. You know, and that's another aspect of it also. Nutrition. Lack of in many of these facilities.
Really?
You'd be surprised what they're serving. You know?
That's so depressing.
It is depressing. You know? It's a sad commentary on what's going on in this system, and it just needs to be corrected.
We have to go to a break, and we'll be right back, and I think we have another call which we're going to get to, and I'm also waiting for Dr. Cynthia Page to call back in, and we will be right back. Stay with us, everyone. Kay Thompson Live here.
I interrupt this broadcast to bring you a great opportunity. If you have a product or a service, a talent or something important to say, now is your chance to have your very own radio show. Whether you're just starting out, a veteran looking for a professional platform to enhance your presentation, the GoPro Radio Network is the premier place to cultivate and share new and exciting content. We'll help you to grow your audience and keep it growing long after your first broadcast. Now you have a voice. Call 212-696-8562 today or visit www.goproradio.com and you'll be amazed at how easy and affordable it is to have your very own show on the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
The views and opinions expressed on GoPro Radio Network shows are solely those of the speakers and are not necessarily the views or opinions of GoPro Radio Networks, Inc. or its affiliates. These broadcasts are provided on the understanding that they do not constitute professional advice or services. Individuals who speak in these broadcasts express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. GoPro Radio Networks and its affiliates do not necessarily endorse or oppose any particular opinion or conclusion discussed in these broadcasts. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute these broadcasts in any way without the express permission of GoPro Radio Networks, Inc. GoPro Radio Networks assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with these broadcasts or for your use of these broadcasts in connection with your website, computer, or...
You want to know the truth, folks? You want to know the truth, folks? Do you really want to know the truth? Well, perhaps you can't handle the truth. But if you can, you can listen to GoPro Radio. Tune in at www.goproradio.com. Now, have I made myself clear?
GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. I know I do.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
And we are back. I think we are back. Kay Thompson here. Eric Payne is on the phone and Wayne Gilman is here. Glenda Taylor, I don't know whether she's still on, but we're waiting now to talk to Dr. Cynthia Page. Is she on? Is it Dr.
Yes,
on?
I am.
Dr.
Yes,
Page,
am.
How are you?
I'm
how are
wonderful,
you?
Kay. How are you?
Good. Fine, thank you. You're on with Wayne Gilman and Eric Payne and me, and you are head of the Cypress Health Institute of New Jersey, right?
That's correct.
And I understand, I was just talking about you, and I understand that you attended airborne school and you're a certified paratrooper.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So I did that years ago. I wouldn't jump right now, but I did that before.
Now, how did you happen to do that? I mean, I wanted to talk to you about your acupuncture. Maybe you could use your own acupuncture when those jumps, right?
Oh, yeah. At this point, I might need it. Well, I did that in college as I was going through ROTC.
Uh-huh. I see. ROTC.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you were formerly with UMDNJ, right?
I was. I was there for 20 years, and then I opened my practice in West Orange, New Jersey, about 3.5 years ago.
And the name of your practice is Cypress Health Institute of New Jersey.
Yes, it is.
Northfield Avenue, West Orange. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, which links with my acupuncture. So if you look at Cypress Health Institute, it's CHI, which is chi. So it has a lot of meanings as to why I named it that.
I see. Now, how long have you been involved with acupuncture, and how is that going, by the way?
Acupuncture is wonderful. I've been performing acupuncture since 2007. So I did a 3-year training program and then did some studying in China and Japan as well.
Wow. Why did you go to China or Japan to study acupuncture? Is that it?
Well, acupuncture is traditionally a part of traditional Chinese medicine.
I see.
And so it includes, the whole TCM includes acupuncture, herbs, qigong, and so it's part of a whole discipline. And so I went to China to really learn pretty much at the source of the teachings with regards to traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And the Japanese transformed it a little bit, and their method of using acupuncture is slightly different.
Uh-huh. You know, I've had acupuncture. I love it. You know, the pain that I was having at that particular time, you know, really was went away. Mm. And I'll tell you one thing. I was in, you know, at WLIV waiting to go on the air. This is an aside, Dr. Dr. Page. I'm sorry, Cynthia. I forgot your last name for a minute. But I had needles in me, you know, because something was hurting. I don't know where.
I'm not
Mal Wolfer came in, and he looked at me, and he said, because they were up here.
Wow.
My head. He said, oh, are you beamed up, Sky? It was great. It was absolutely great. Mm. And this doctor was fantastic with it. So, wow, you know. Well, how can people
It's truly wonderful. It's wonderful for pain.
Yeah. How can people get in touch with you? Because we have 3 minutes to end, but I want you to come on again because we've got to really get into this. Acupuncture is fantastic.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
I want to ask the doctor.
Oh, go right ahead.
Well, the only thing is that I'm probably the last person to talk about Western medicine now after losing my dad a couple of weeks ago. But I don't know why the American Medical Society doesn't take the time to understand what the East is doing with respect to treating our patients in this country. They've obviously had a different kind of methodology that doesn't seem to be as risky as what goes on in the States.
Yeah.
Doctor?
Well, actually, acupuncture is probably the most used form of complementary medicine. So I think it's starting when I was at New Jersey Medical School. I did teach about complementary and alternative medicine. And so the interest in our younger doctors is there. We're doing some research with regards to using MRIs to figure out what parts of the brain are stimulated when we put needles in. But it really does work, and there's a lot of research going on. But, you know, it doesn't make big dollars like pharmaceutical companies make big dollars, but it works tremendously in treating pain.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are you located? You're located in West Orange. You're 405.
I'm in West Orange.
So give me
That's
the number
correct.
Where people can get in touch with you. Give us the number.
973-669-2820.
Okay, once again, that's
973-669-2820.
Okay. Dr. Page, Cynthia Page, listen, we'll be getting back to you again because I want to really extend this because this is fascinating to me because I've undergone acupuncture. I swear by it. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. Okay, and we will get back to her. because I want to really let people know what's out there.
Right. There's so many different things.
Sometimes you don't need a lot of medicine.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what I'm finding out.
Because
after a while that they pump so much into your system.
Yeah.
And it's a guessing game with these doctors.
Yeah.
They don't know. They're not God.
Mm-hmm. We have 1 minute to the end. This has been Kay Thompson Live here on GoPro Radio Network. And hello to all the team here at WLIBC.
Having
get it out of my
moment.
Head, right? You know?
Maybe it's
Go
me.
GoPro Radio Network.
Yeah.
Ty Washington and the team, Eric Payne, my son, he's still on the air, I think, on the phone, maybe. Yes,
maybe,
okay.
Maybe not. Yeah.
All right. And Wayne Gilman, so next week.
Yeah, thank you. They're giving
me
an opportunity to vent here.
Yeah, thank
really
you very much
it.
For sharing
yeah.
that. That was really
yeah.
very important.
Right.
You know,
I think so.
Because
hope
a lot of people are going
through
it.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. And maybe through this, you know, because we are heard so, you know, from
globally.
Here all over globally,
right. mm-hmm.
you know, maybe somebody would hear and do something about it, something really very serious.
Yeah.
We have to get a groundswell going because the fact that people are suffering.
Yeah, and
dying. That should not happen to our
exactly.
veterans, you know.
Of all people.
Really.
You know.
Anyway, we'll join you again next week. And Kay Thompson Live will be on from 8 until 9 p.m. with such words of wisdom. And we'll also have a good time. Because of the fact that we have a lot to say. Okay?
Very good. Yeah.
And I think the music is going to be coming up for a minute. There we are, Pancho
okay.
Sanchez. Oh.
Thank you, Jack.